Ember-fired eggplant with feta tarts. You've heard me mention before how great it is to ember or coal fire certain foods, with a good majority of those items falling in the fruit category. One of the best fruits to use this technique with is going to be our featured recipe in this article. Not of nutritional value. Eggplant. Also called aubergine, this is part of a flowering plant grown for its edible fruit. This is a thick-skinned fruit that has a meaty quality to its flesh. It can make for a filling meal. Eggplant contains a lot of water, 92% to be specific. It is not known to be a contributor for daily nutritional intake. Despite all that, it remains a favorite ingredient to cook with. Nestling is key. When cooking in the coals, it is best to use medium-sized eggplant. It doesn't matter what variety you select. The technique for cooking in the coals will remain the same. First, you need to start with a good wood fire using clean hardwood. To do this technique successfully, you need to ensure that there are no flames left in the fire, just hot coals. You'll know the coals are ready for the cooking when they are completely grayed over. If your grilling area is large enough, you can stage a couple of burning wood pieces to provide additional heat to the area. Just don't cook directly in those flames. Once the coals are ready, make sure the embers are in an even layer and then place the eggplant side by side in the embers. I like to use a fine screen in the bottom of my charcoal area to aid in heat retention. Now, leave these untouched for about 10 minutes. After that time, you can turn the eggplant to ensure all sides get evenly charred. If you're making a large enough fire, you can bury the eggplant completely in the hot coals and not have to do anything. No turning. That technique will require about 30 minutes of cooking time. Black and charred skin makes it ready. Once the eggplant has tenderized in the coals, it's time to carefully remove it. Let the eggplant cool until it can be handled. Then slice each eggplant open from end to end and gently scoop out the flesh. Be sure to leave all the charred skin behind. If you're ready to use this in a recipe, then no need to do anything more to the eggplant. If you plan on using it later, you must prevent the eggplant flesh from turning dark by incorporating 1 tablespoon of lemon juice and enough water to cover the flesh. Best to store that eggplant in a glass jar, bowl, or other container. 6 needed ingredients. To make the ember-fired eggplant with feta tarts, you'll need a muffin pan and the following food ingredients. Flesh from 1 medium-sized eggplant, 3/4 cup crumbled feta cheese, that's going to be about 3 ounces, 1/4 cup roughly chopped pistachios plus 2 tablespoons for topping, 1/4 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 1 tablespoon fresh mint leaves, finely chopped, 5 sheets of frozen phyllo dough, thawed, extra virgin olive oil for brushing dough and preparing the muffin pans, wood-flavored eggplant mixture. Roughly chop the wood-fired eggplant, transfer to a medium bowl, and add feta, 3 tablespoons chopped pistachios, coriander, red pepper flakes, and mint. Season with salt and fresh ground pepper, and stir gently to just combine. Making the tarts. Lightly oil the muffin pan cups. Lay 1 sheet of phyllo dough on a board and lightly brush with oil. Stack 4 more phyllo sheets on top, brushing each with oil, and then cut the stacked sheets into 6 equal squares. Carefully pick up each square and place in a muffin cup, gently pressing it into place. Fill each dough cup with about 1/4 cup of eggplant mixture. Gently fold over the corners of the dough to enclose the filling as a tart. Brush the tops with oil and sprinkle with crushed pistachios. Bake until golden brown about 30 minutes. Let cool for 5 minutes and then serve. How did we do? Leave a comment, love us, and subscribe. We're all about wood-fired cooking techniques, ideas, recipes, and the science behind the smoke and fire.